The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
What's going on, y'all? I am Z from HipsterPlease.com and the managing editor at GeekDad.com, and this is Radio Free Hipster, episode number 101. We started off today's show with a new one from Kraken Not Stirred. You heard Front Row Seat, a song that includes lots of things I'm thankful for, like words of support and encouragement and admiration and gang vocals.
Yo, I seen what you do, I respect it and all. I've been watching wrestling since before I could crawl. So I think the next logical step to progress is to hop inside the ring, give my knowledge a test. Yes, luckily I've got a friend named Creed. He's agreed to show me everything I'ma need. So excuse me, I'ma do a couple stretches and then we can get started with these lessons.
Wait, what are you doing? Is this why I'm here? And why are you in a singlet?
This is my wrestling gear.
I thought I was coming over to play Monster Hunter.
Yeah, I tried to tell you plans changed, but I lost your number. Remember that time we did that battle in the ring?
Yeah.
And everybody loved it and said that we did a thing?
Yo, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but I think I want to give this a go.
Bro, no. There are so many things you need to be aware of. The fans, co-workers, yourself to take care of. The respect, ability to connect, and not to mention you could break your freaking neck.
Like Kurt Angle did?
Yeah, exactly. exactly. Take a backseat. That guy, he's an Olympic athlete. So imagine what would happen to you.
What's the worst thing, really?
I mean, you could tear your Achilles.
I want to slam fools on the mat. What a suplex, cats give them belly to back. Rock bottom, tombstone, and a sunset flip. So I need you to teach me that.
No way.
I want to slam fools on the mat. Hear the crowd go wild when I win the strap. Moonsault, sharpshooter, and a F-5-2. So I need you to teach me that.
No.
Oh,
like, just because you're a fan, you think that you can hop into the ring, like, straight up the stands?
Yeah.
Like, what if I decided to rap?
Like you're doing right now?
Well, that's besides the fact. And I'm only doing this just to prove my point. And for the record, I sound pretty good on this joint. But first of all, no shade, but you're of a certain age, and the body reacts different to pain. When's the last time you felt?
Well, a week ago, when I got clumsy inside a Home Depot.
Imagine doing that 30 times a day. And some ailments you get just don't go away. And say your wife gets mad, you're always on the road.
I'm already on the road. I do shows, you do shows. I was told entertainment is all the same. It's a different court, but we playing the same game.
I wanna slam fools on the mat. What a suplex, cats give them belly to back. Rock bottom, tombstone, and a sunset flip. So I need you to teach me that.
No way.
I wanna slam fools on the mat. Hear the crowd go wild when I win the strap. Moonsault, sharpshooter, and a F-5-2. So I need you to teach me that.
Creed, I wanna learn to run the ropes, do flat back bumps, throw lines, and perfect the sick working punch.
Who told you these terms?
I got them from the internet, and if you don't mind, I wasn't quite finished yet. Drop kick, drop toe hold, and a scoop slam. A little sweet chin music, tuning up the band. Big boots, headlocks, and Samoan drops. Choke slams, full Nelsons, Indian death locks. Fujiwara arm bars, coquina clutches, make me the baddest. I wanna be the toughest, stretch me out. I wanna see what I can take and make it look real, even though we know it's
fat. Don't you ever fix your lips to say that word.
Okay, but you gotta show me how to not get hurt.
Man, I can't do this. I just came to play a game, and my friend has now gone completely insane, so I'm just gonna leave.
You're just gonna leave. I wouldn't ever desert you in your time of need, but one more thing, I got you a gift.
What?
Golden Girls DVD Season 3. Yeah, you like that.
Yeah, I just might.
Well, if you want it, you gotta teach me to fight.
Okay, one lesson, then we gotta stop.
Okay, what's the first thing?
Taking a chair shot.
Thank you.
to me. All the hours that I lean, until there's nothing left, no room for me to breathe. It's so hard to fight when it all keeps moving on. If I went back to set it straight, that's in front of me.
Yeah.
That set kicked off with the latest from Mega Ran, The Sunset Flip, featuring wrestler Austin Creed. And it was followed by a selection from the Materia Collective's latest, Epoch, a tribute to Chrono Trigger. This massive 60-track collection made its way into my inbox, and I was really blown away by it, even as someone who was sort of a latecomer to Chrono Trigger. The track in question was Perilous Underground Factory by Alex Garcia-Gregor. And if you're a fan of the Chrono Trigger series or any of the Square properties from that era, really, I strongly suggest you check it out. And while you're over there plumbing the depths of Bandcamp, also peep the new Chiptune Equals Win comp, A Fistful of Chiptunes. It's a Western-themed project featuring radio-free hipster favorites like D&D Sluggers and Professor Shy Guy, who you just heard performing his contribution Without a Plan. And we close that set out with a cut from my new fall favorite. The album is Miami Cop by Xenon, a record that I'm not really sure how I found, but I am assuming it was with some gentle nudging from my pal Alpha Chrome Yayo. Either way, you heard Miami Beach Chase, which really kills the whole 80s new wave aesthetic.
Relationship pains. Don't want to embarrass you, girl. I almost hate to explain. Plus, I tried to be all brash and I couldn't. And the world don't need another rap song attacking a woman. But I don't understand quite what the problem is. You seem to like to be spiteful and to fight, and it's ominous. You've continued being cruel to me despite all your promises. The last thing I'm trying to be is some entitled misogynist. But I really do feel abused, and I'm a decent dude. Yet every time I bring it up with you, you seem confused or hostile and attack me and gaslight me. It's got me wondering how ghastly your past might be. Don't get it twisted, I want you to get what you need. But you've disregarded my feelings and you've left me to bleed. So if you gotta get going, honey, keep it a buck 50. Cause I'd rather you be happy without me than stuck with it. This ain't just about my feelings. I'm trying to be mindful of yours. If you've got needs I ain't fulfilling, please spell out what they are. Don't just go find some other dude and make out at a bar. I'd rather be honest than to get angry or panic. With patience, this conflict can be painstakingly managed. And please know that I ain't claiming I'm blameless. If I've hurt you, I'm hoping you'll please guide me and make some changes. But right now, I gotta be real. I'm in some lethal pain. The whole fabric of what we've got needs to be rearranged. It makes me wish I could let myself do a ton of drugs. Thing is, we used to have a wonderful love. So I'm prepared to forgive you for this, cause you're only human, baby. But I can't continue like this. It drives me truly crazy. So you decide what you wanna be about. Cause if you keep on making me suffer, I'm gonna be out. Try to be real in assessing this, cause it feels like there's a demon who's stealing your gentleness. I gave you the entirety of my heart, and at first you did the same, so why did this even start? Now, please understand that I truly hate to get into this. I ain't consumed by vituperation and bitterness. You seem to be, but maybe I'm howlingly mistaken, and you've got a sense of righteousness. I'm bound to reawaken, cause when this began, you were so loving and kind. Feels like a synapse been firing wrong up in your mind. And yo, if this is painful for me, it must be hell for you. Perhaps there are issues that I can help you through. Cause at the end of the day, my love is ardent and true. What I really want is to be a great partner to you. So my vote says that you disregard this foolish and shitty situation and get back to building something beautiful with me. How about it? You understand what I'm talking about, baby? I love you. I want to be good to you. I'm in this for the long haul, honey. How about it? Let's do this. Hey, pushing, baby. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna load my bots with the accounts I stole. I gotta spam so these cams get sold. I'm gonna take link text, gonna make it bold. I gotta spam till the list run cold.
I got a server that I hack, serving pages full of crap. Disable, do not track, hyperlinks up in the chat. Coding like it's Morse, ha, view it on my source.
That was an 8-bit Old Town Road flip from the Mighty Whitey Cracker called List Run Cold. And it was preceded by an amazingly atmospheric cut from Somerville, South Carolina's Ness Metal. That 7-minute monster was called Nearer Still. I don't typically play tracks of that length, but I liked it so much that I just had to share it with y'all. And at the very top of the set was the Mighty Rhino with Ain't Pushin'. That one from Rhino's A Joy Which Nothing Can Erase, which dropped last month on Hand Solo Records. Another fine selection from one of Toronto's finest. Before I close out, I just want to wish a happy belated Thanksgiving to my fellow Americans that celebrate, and I remind you that in 2 short weeks, we will be celebrating the holiday season at episode 102, so get those Yuletide song suggestions in while you can. I'm going to close out today with Atlanta's Altered Crates. This is a cut from Dark Side of the Wu, mashing up Pink Floyd and the Wu-Tang Clan. In this case, it's Wu's Labels and Floyd's Time. And thanks for spending your time with me. If you want to talk about this show or any of the songs or artists featured, or even share some of your own favorites, you can find me at geekdad.com and at hipsterplease.com. Your source for news, reviews, and interviews, and ample Thanksgiving leftovers.
Thinking everything is everything. You get to get yourself a little bill, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get on, you're gonna get rich. And all these labels be trying to lure us in like spiders into the web, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people gotta come out and speak up and let people understand that, you know, you gotta read the label. You gotta read the label. If you don't read the label, you might get poisoned.
Tommy ain't my motherfucking boy. When your fake moves on a nigga you employ, who'll emerge off of sex? Now you know, goddamn, I show living large niggas how to flip a death jam. And rough up the motherfucking house, cause I slaughter you cold chilling motherfuckers. I still want a brother. I'm ruthless, my clan don't have to act wild. That shit is job, and no sleeping bag profile. The soft comedian rap shit ain't the rough witty. On the real, it wasn't from a tough city. Niggas be game, thinking that they lyrical surgeons. They know they mics are phone
on the virgin. And if you ain't on the mic, you couldn't hurt a beat. That's like going to Venus, driving the Mercury. The capital of this rugged slang is Wu-Tang, with the unpredictable talent that you gain. I death blowing and see what Mike Cadens. The epic is that a Rush-associated lady. From East West to Acco, I bring it to a next plateau, but I keep it fat though. Yo, I'm hitting batters up with the wild pitch style. I even showing uptown MCA style. Who thought he saw me on 4th and Broadway, but I was out on the island bombing MCs all day. My priority is that I'm first priority. I bone a secret out of bitch in a sorority. So look out for A&M, the Aaron and the Master, breaking down your pendulum as I fiend them seeds out with a blow that I numbed ya. Pendex, I'm holding more weight than Columbia. Index in a scope, E-R-C-A. Clan is coming with a plan. The 3A slave of a mental death MC, don't panic. Throw that A&R nigga off the boat in the Atlantic. Know who's the bad boy character? Not from Arista, but fine records released on Geffen. So duck as I struck with the soul of mocap. My central broadcasting systems are slowed down. I'm dirty like that bastard. It's getting drastic. Read the label and say it loud. Another Wu banger. 36 chambers through your area.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.